NATO heads of state have convened in the Welsh city of Newport for a two-day summit. The crisis in Ukraine is expected to dominate the two-day discussions, but the leaders will also discuss the rising threat of the ISIL Takfiri terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The Western Military Alliance's planned withdrawal from Afghanistan will also be on the agenda. Moreover, NATO is expected to approve plans for a new rapid reaction force comprised of several thousand troops for Eastern Europe amid tensions with Russia. Ahead of the summit, Ukraine's president briefed the U.S. and EU leaders on a ceasefire plan with Russia. Western leaders criticized Moscow for what they called its destabilizing influence in Ukraine. NATO and Britain warned that pressure on Russia would increase if it did not change course. Protesters in the Welsh city of Newport have held a demonstration against the NATO summit there. Protesters include several campaign groups and politicians from the British Liberal and Labour parties, as well as pro-Palestinian groups. The anti-NATO activists organized a counter-summit, which began on August the 30th, and includes discussions on drones, nuclear weapons, and various ongoing Western military interventions. Protesters say while the UK continues to spend money on its military at a time of austerity, some 500,000 people in the country were forced to resort to food banks last year. Meanwhile, dozens of anti-Russia protesters have held a rally against what they call Moscow's intervention in the war in Ukraine.